Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're hearing Slingshot by Katie Guillen and the Girls. Their show tonight at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Sioux Falls promises to be a rousing mix of blues, rock, and Americana. As their tour is winding down, SDPB's Steve Swemke visited with Katie Guillen on Monday. She talks about trying to be creative while working through a long tour.
I love being on the road. I definitely love being busy. And the band, we've honestly been touring pretty consistently for the past, 3-4 years. We've been together for over 6 years now and just put out our third album. And I think for us, at least, and myself personally, we really thrive off of the energy of being on the road, being so busy, playing shows, getting that, you know, that feeling that you get from just playing live all the time.
Yeah.
It does make it kind of hard. I mean, just because it's purely the time commitment of being on the road and what it takes to maintain that kind of schedule, being an independent band, outside of actually playing, you know, all of the business and admin. It does get a little hard to find that time to be creative and work on stuff together, but usually, I mean, those moments happen kind of in between, I guess, in those moments where they just kind of squeeze themselves in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely harder, but I think I definitely prefer the busy touring schedule and that being busy.
Yeah, good
keeping
to be
that energy up, you know?
Good
You're
to be busy.
You're constantly inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Introduce us to Katie Guillen and the Girls, your band, and how did you get together?
Yeah. Well, Katie Guillen and the Girls was formed in 2012, and it consists of me. I play guitar and sing and write, and Claire Adams plays bass and sings backup vocals, and Stephanie Williams plays drums and also sings backup vocals. And we met in Kansas City just playing music here in town. We all kind of knew each other. Everyone had been playing in other projects, and I had been in a duo previously and had just, my drummer had just left me and we kind of parted ways, and so I was in the middle of reforming, and I got offered a slot at one of Kansas City's, you know, favorite venues that I had actually been trying to get into for a really long time. I hadn't played there yet, and the owner finally called me and asked me if I wanted to open up for a touring band coming through. So I didn't have a band at the time, and I ended up calling Claire and Steph and seeing if they wouldn't mind just like doing this one show and seeing how it goes. And so we got together, we had a couple of practices, they learned an album, like an entire album that I had just put out with my previous drummer as a duo. I had put that out right before we separated, and then they learned that album. We played the show, and then it just went so well. We had immediate chemistry that we've been together ever since. It just kind of snowballed.
I Heart Local Music, in a feature article earlier this year, calls you hands down the raddest and baddest guitar player in Kansas City, which is that's a great line. Talk about your style, and how did you learn to get where you are today?
Well, it's been a nonstop, like constant learning process, I'll say that, and I'm still learning. My style's been pretty informed by the blues. I started playing guitar when I was 8, and then really started getting out into public when I was about 14, and I started going to local blues jams here in Kansas City, and played with people all different ages and styles at those, and really truly learned a lot just from going to those jams, playing with people, listening, learning how a jam works at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
being usually the youngest person and usually the only girl playing guitar also, which kind of like gave me a different like approach to it also. I felt kind of like this need to, you know, be, I don't know, be really good, you know, kind of a need to prove myself in maybe a different way.
Yeah.
And then, so a lot of blues, and then in college, I started playing in a rock band, and I got into a few, you know, just like classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and some of that, like Cream, and kind of some psychedelic, some 70s rock, and then I also studied flamenco guitar when I was 17. Started that when I was 17, and I pretty fully immersed myself into that style. Started playing at a school of dance, and just got really into it. Got a flamenco guitar, and that's about all I was doing for about like 3 or 4 years.
Katie Guillen, our guest, and we just heard Gabriella again from their latest CD, Katie Guillen and the Girls. From the release of your first CD, you mentioned you've been into this as a group for about 6 years now, to this year's Remember What You Knew Before. Can you explain how the band's sound and focus has progressed?
Yeah. Well, we started out basically playing the album that I had just put out before forming the trio, the Girls, which was with my duo, Katie and Gogo. And I had just released this album called When I Get Away. It was all originals, and that's what the band started playing. So it was pretty, like, riff-driven, like, guitar riff-driven, and very, like, rooted in the blues also. And so that's where the band kind of started. We started out in the sort of in the blues world, in that circle. And also within the first couple of years, we participated in the International Blues Challenge. And we did really well there. We went to the finals, and that we gained all sorts of opportunities from that experience. And then that also kind of continued to like push us forward in the blues world. So our first album was, I think, kind of blues, but also, I don't know, kind of like rock and pop also. We played lots of blues shows, but like the writing was never specifically blues. There was always that sound in the back. But the first album, yeah, was, I would say, rooted in blues, but had some pop and rock. And then second album, definitely we drove a little bit more into like a rock direction, and we worked with a different producer here in Kansas City, and just continued to try and like actually push into a little bit of an edgier sound on that album, Heavy Days. And then the third album, Remember What You Knew Before, is basically, it was supposed to be our acoustic album. We had played just a couple of, like a handful of acoustic shows here in Kansas City, and people responded really well to those and always asked us if we were going to release an acoustic record. So we finally decided that we should try and do that. So Remember What You Knew Before is actually mainly songs that we had recorded and released, but they're acoustic renditions, and they're kind of, they're reworked arrangements of those songs. And then we also recorded a lot of that album at home. So it's got a bit of a different like feel and sound to it. And it's definitely a little bit more in like the Americana vein, just because it uses a lot more acoustic instruments, and the arrangements are a little different and a little bit like rootsier feeling, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a little bit of like a departure from our previous two albums.
In the morning, I drift away from my bed, got a tight ship to run in my head that can never be left alone, and it's holding everything it can hold. Will you take that load and put it on your shoulder?
That's The Load from Katie Guillen and the Girls. SDPB Steve Zwemke joins us now in our Sioux Falls studio. Steve, there's a little more to this story, as I understand.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because earlier this summer, Katie Guillen and the Girls announced that they're disbanding. So they play tonight at the Orpheum in Sioux Falls here, and then they play a show tomorrow night at Lincoln, Nebraska at the popular Zoo Bar down there. And then in the month of December, they have three farewell shows spread around their hometown of Kansas City. So if you like the music of Katie Guillen and the Girls, you better catch them quick.
Just when we were getting to know them, we have to say goodbye. But
that's
all right. It's time to see them live.
Yeah, it should be a very good show. Really like their new album, actually, which came out quite a while ago. It was earlier this year in February or March, but it's a great album.
Promises to be a great live show as well. Thanks, Steve. Katie Guillen and the Girls play tonight at the Orpheum, 8 p.m. in downtown Sioux Falls. It's a presentation of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society.